Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what is the one story from your childhood that your parents always tell? And here come those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Well, guys, the story is a variety of parents. Drunk mom didn't have custody. Illegal immigrant dad got deported. Foster mom is just grateful I didn't grow up to be a serial killer. All I actually enjoy telling is that I played football since the third grade, and no, I wasn't a kicker. I was the most badass defensive tackle they had. Despite me being a woman and being only 5'3", I was buff and I was chunky. I could lay a guy out twice my size, and certainly not because I was a girl. Grew up in Friday Harbor on San Juan Island, so every football team we played was from a different town and didn't know who each individual player was. We were just the team with a girl on it. But they didn't know who the girl was. I would keep my helmet on the whole game, no matter how hot it got. At the end of the game, I'd take my helmet off, unbraid my hair, and shake it out like a L'Oreal commercial. I had the biggest grin on my face while watching the mainland kids mock the guys I'd laid out. That from the lovely Serena in Seattle.
You know how she's a real football player?
How's that?
She took a swipe at the kickers.
I know. I want a kicker either.
She
a
gets
real
it.
Football player.
She gets it.
Okay. I must have been 9 or 10 at the time. My stepmom had some friends over and was talking to them in the living room while my stepbrother and I were getting into trouble looking through my stepmom's bathroom cupboards, and we found a long rubber you-know-what. So my stepbrother grabs it and runs out to the living room waving the thing around like the American flag on the 4th of July. I never saw my stepmom move so fast in my life. She was mortified. Also, my dad is the one that likes to tell that story.
Oh, of course.
Guys, I was too young to remember this, but my parents often tell the story. Grew up in Missouri, and we had a popular river in the area called the, Bourbouse. In the late 80s, I was about 4, and the grocery store with my parents there. My parents were the checkout, and I was sitting in the shopping cart facing away from my parents because they were unloading the cart onto the belt. Lady in line behind us thought that I was just the cutest thing and kept talking to me. Apparently, I had enough of her talking, so according to my parents, the only time I said anything to the lady was when I looked at her and said my dad had killed someone and threw them into that river. My dad was a big man and had a pretty unique sense of humor, so instead of saying anything, he just smiled at the lady. She turned ghost white, and my mom had to step in and be the mom in the situation. Story my parents always tell me is about the time we lived in Montana. My mom took us on a hike, and we brought home some pussy willow branches. Well, my older sisters and I started to tear them apart. Well, when my mom realized what we were doing, they were taken away. Unbeknownst to her, I had stuck a piece of the fuzzy part up my nose. Well, weeks and months go by, and my breath is horrid. They tried everything to get rid of the horrible breath coming from my tiny body. Nothing worked. So finally, my dad called the doctor, and he told my dad to take a flashlight and look up my nose. Well, my dad saw that there was something there, and he took a pair of tweezers and pulled my hidden treasure out, little green roots and all. It had started growing in my nose.
Oh.
That from Rachel. Guys.
You got that plant-growing nose, woman.
I like that she sent a picture, as if we didn't know what a pussy willow was.
I know.
We know, yeah. At 3 years old, my mom just finished giving me a bath and left me in the living room while she went to the other room to grab me some clothes. I didn't like wearing clothes, so I snuck out the backyard and hid from her. We lived in Fremont at the time. She was freaking out and running up and down the block, asking everyone she saw if they saw a little naked girl running around. After about 10 minutes, she ran back home to call the police, thinking someone kidnapped me. I remember hearing the panic in her voice, and even at that young age, I knew I was going to be in so much trouble. So my baby brain thought if I laughed, she would think it was funny, too. So I giggled from behind the tree I'd been hiding in the whole time. Got my booty busted for the first time that day. That from Lori. I'm not sure what Fremont that was, but either way, California here. That's pretty normal activity, people running around naked.
Just
how old
the
was
kids.
She?
Well, different. She was 3.
I was going to say, I feel like under 5, it's not that odd to see a naked kid run around.
They just, right.
That's, I mean, they're just naked all the time.
Right. Guys, my mom loves to tell this story. Mind you, it's a terrible story. It's boring. The funny part is just that she tells everyone she meets that I date. My friends, anyone. Well, evidently, I was calling from my room for my mom to come see what I was doing. I was lifting my bunk bed off the ground. My mom was evidently impressed by my strength at 5, so much so she regales everyone about it to this day. Problem is, I'm 40. Guys, the story I like to tell about my childhood is my dad would send me and my buddies at least once a week to 7-Eleven down the street before it went, and we would get him Ruffles potato chips and fried chicken. And I would get a Hot Wheel and all-flavor Slurpee. Have a good one. That from Una.
All about the 7-Eleven.
I remember being able to go to the convenience store and pick up beer and cigarettes.
I remember getting cigarettes for sure. Because your parents were just like, hey, get on your bike, ride to the store. Get me however many packs of cigarettes. And look, I didn't smoke them, but the guy behind the counter, I don't know what's happened in the world, but he knew they weren't for me.
I remember getting merits for either my uncle or my grandmother. I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad smoked merits. He was the only dude I knew that smoked merits.
The brown pack? Yeah, merits.
It was kind of white, and then it had like a yellow, brown, and orange stripe or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I have not met anyone else who ever smoked merits. I did not know anyone else who smoked
merits.
My
buddy Josh, his dad smoked merits.
Yeah.
And he was one of those people that like only smoked like 2 or 3 random cigarettes a day, like after work.
That was it?
Right, but he always had to hide them. So whenever we were in the garage, I'd always, like, because I remember even looking at him and being like, what are these? He's like, those are cigarettes. Like, I've never heard of them.
Guys, I was maybe 12 years old and the family was playing Pictionary. My brother was paired with my dad and I was paired with my mom. Keep in mind, I was raised in a strict Catholic home. It was my brother and I's turn to draw the word, and the word was period. My brother started drawing squiggly lines and putting a period at the end. I was drawing a woman's anatomy. Still can't live it down to this day. Stay classy, bitches. That from Ryan.
Damn, that's where your mind went.
My mom always loved this one. I was 3 or 4. We were driving, and I was in the back seat of the car seat. Something happened with another driver. My mom goes off, you son of a bitch, and such. She forgot I was there for a second. Next thing she hears is, Mama, where's that bitch mama? As I'm struggling to look around in the seat to see the bitch. I was looking in the trees, so she assumed I thought I was some kind of a bird.
That from the lovely Alice.
I always love your story. You said, I don't know how many years
ago. Oh, my God.
But your kids are still little.
CS and MFN. I mean, I went through everything. I went through everything. And then I turned around and both of them just had their mouths wide open. They looked like Mr. Bill. Just like sitting there like, oh, God.
Daddy didn't mean that. Sorry.
I was like, oh, wow.
Hey,
that was just a flurry. It's like I couldn't stop it.
Well, you don't always say it in angry, but you have a good vocabulary when it comes to curse words.
When driving, anyway. Like, I just...
But yeah, but even when you're impersonating people you grew up with or whatever, like, sometimes in the office, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, I was hoping that you bitches could give a shout-out for my son, Callahan. It is his 8th birthday. He could use some Ray Lewis motivation and maybe a suck-it-up cupcake, if you please. Thanks, guys, and LARP on. That from Alex.
It's time to take off the leash.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Show a picture of yourself!
Callahan sounds like, I don't know.
A detective, doesn't it?
I was going to say the new rookie cop keeps getting out of line. Come on, Callahan!
He's not a detective yet. He's definitely a beat cop, man.
Or he's in boot camp. You know what I mean? One of the three.
God damn it, Callahan! We have been over this!
We're all going to have to do push-ups because of you, Callahan.
So you're a cop, but you're not a good one.
Mm-hmm. Bitches like to wish you
happy. Callahan, you still drinking that free coffee? It was outside. Somebody might have peed in that, man.
Who drank all the Jameson?
Callahan.
He's 8 years old right now. Going, what in the hell are they talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Is this really who I'm going to grow up to be?
LARP on.
Like to wish a happy birthday to Captain Homebrew. His smoked meats are missed by all after his departure to the dark side. If we could get the dirty Germans talking about the best landing strips. Rock on, guys. That from the Gear Slinger.
Yeah, I prefer my landing strips to be like, say, the one in LaGuardia Airport, notoriously tiny.
Yeah, these landing strips. So it reminds me of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah, it's like if the Predator had a soul patch.
I've not seen them lately. It's like some woman goatee.
Fitch is here to shout out Dylan on his 18th birthday. He loves to play his bass trombone. So can he get a Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about why girls like his big bass trombone? That from Brendan and Lacey.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I too like to play my trombone as much as I can, but the girls like the bass one because bass just means lower.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. All these girls are all about the bass.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, you play trombone, yeah.
Rusty one.
You still play that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Guys, today is my 24th birthday.
Just lie. Make me feel better.
And all I'd like this year is a pep talk from Coach Ted on how not to become a big dummy. Thank you, guys, and rock on. That from Samuel.
All right. You don't want to be a big dummy? Pretty simple. You call in on a Thursday, and you need to be somewhat buzzed. We have teams sober and not sober. Generally, not sober people are one and done. Sober people drag on and on and on. Other than that, in life, just don't be a jackass.
Good advice.
Could you please wish my amazing husband, Matt, a happy 40th birthday today with a big old bong rip and the Dirty Germans telling him how sexy it is to be 40 and all the naughty things I'm going to do to him tonight. Thank you from his loving wife, Crystal.
I bet that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That name right there.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, Matt, you're going to have a good time tonight.
Yeah, turning 40 is a very good age, and,
you know what that's all about.
Yeah, if her name is Crystal, it's already good, but we just saw the last name. It's going to be great!
Yes, yes, yes. This 40 can be a lot of fun, and this Crystal, you know, it's one of my favorite brands, the Geyser.
Yeah.
Bring your bottle.
Guys, would you be so kind to give a huge shout out to the one and only Mr. Dave Johnson? It's his 42nd birthday today, and I know he'll be listening, so I hope he isn't on to me until later. When I found him at the Man Store, a store where women find manly men 10 years ago, I never knew what a package deal I was getting. Best deal ever. He's everything and more, a man of many suits and talents, and one I am beyond lucky to share this crazy journey with. So join me in raising a glass to another wild race around the sun with my main man, Mr. Everything, Mr. Universe. I love you, that from Sparkle Puff. Please give me your penis is too small, because that's the only thing he doesn't have ball for.
Yeah, she's into these package deals I have one to offer.
And all the Michelle's days, my good friend Chris, known to you guys as the original Homebrews, 50th lap around the sun. He is a dedicated fan, and I know he is. His wrench-bending brother and their pop, a real Navy Master Chief, are listening. In true men's room fashion, please wish him a happy birthday. Throw into your penis is too small, and his personal favorites, some thrill shotgun gets. Maybe even the Dirty Germans, discussing how to celebrate turning 50. Thanks, guys. Great show. That from Splash.
Get.
And if you are wondering, yes, we had a Captain Homebrew who turned 40, and we have the original Homebrew who turned 50 on birthdays today.
All right, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had to look at it twice, like, how many Homebrews have a birthday today?
Yeah, I plan on visiting Mr. Homebrew tonight. We're going to make something yeasty.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the thing about the Homebrews, you have to practice at it, or else it explodes.
Yeah.
That's a fact. All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaza Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Fine flash.
I'll read you one extra email here. Let's see here. I'm going to go with this one. This is a pretty good one. All the Men's Room, I've been catching up on your show via the daily podcast on radio.com. Even though your show is no longer syndicated here in beautiful Kansas City, Missouri, I am and will always be listening. I learned something about my uncle that I really didn't want to know. My cousin told me my uncle and aunt were going to get back together after being divorced for many years. A few months go by, and he tells me my uncle's he's going on a date. I ask, where are my aunt and uncle going? He told me they broke up. I asked why, not knowing what he was about to say. My cousin said, my dad broke up with my mom. He told her to find someone else because they tried making the beast. However, he couldn't get it up. Learning about my uncle's ED problem was the worst day of my life other than when my parents passed away. Stay safe and rock on. That from Pepe, not LePew.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who
less.
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Troy Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree. But it is up to us to determine which of the three stories suck the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and as always, three stories generally very similar in nature. Today, not much different, but it involves people in their younger days. Sadly, two of the stories do involve children. The other one, a young man, I believe around 19 years old. But let's start with the children. And we begin in West Virginia. Hey, that's your home state.
That is my home state.
And West Virginia, where a school-age boy clearly did not get the memo to not bully. And as we all know, bullying, of course, can have devastating effects that last for years. But this kid, he just didn't care. Now, he had a female classmate with long hair. And while he did not verbally insult her or her hair, he instead resorted to physical means during class. You understand, he sat at the desk behind her, where he very quietly, deliberately, and slowly tied the young woman's hair to his desk. Now, the unwitting victim, wholly unaware of his deceit until the end of class, when she attempted to stand up with the other students, but she couldn't because the full weight of his desk ended up snapping her neck back and she had to sit back down. She was then forced to untie her hair and suffer the humiliation in front of the entire class. That is just not stuff the children should do, but it's what happens. It's what happens. Now we go to Denver, Colorado, where a third grader in Denver, he got himself into trouble after school. Now, because of this particular school's proximity to the neighborhood that it served, the overwhelming percentage of students walked home. During one of these walks, in front of the entire student body, the third grader picked up a pile of dog poop that was beside the sidewalk and very deliberately smashed it into the face of a young female classmate. Witnesses explained that he cocked his arm back and basically fast-pitched the feces directly into the little girl's face. Now, as she cried, other students laughed. All the while, the perpetrator simply stared her down. Eventually, he turned his back to her and continued his walk home. Even after being confronted by both parents and school administrators the following day, the young man refused to apologize for his actions. It's a terrible thing.
Refused to apologize.
Refused to apologize.
Sounds like the chip thing.
Refused to apologize for his actions.
Talk about the guy chip.
And someone else, look, kids, not the only turds out there. A 19-year-old man from Washington State was driving home after work on an exceptionally rainy day. This is the Pacific Northwest, so this day, real rainy. Now, because of the massive deluge, several streets were flooded or very close to it. This particular young man, admittedly not paying much attention, realized that the road he was on had a massive pool of water collecting in the middle of it. Not quite flooded, but it's getting there. The problem, apparently, there was a drain on the side of the road that got clogged with all the debris, and it gave the water nowhere to go. Well, the driver, now he could have slowed down, but he opted to accelerate, which created an approximately 8-foot tall wall of water. Now, that in and among itself, not so bad, but that 8-foot tall wall of water crashed onto and saturated the single maintenance worker who was diligently attempting to unclog the very drain that it caused the overflow in the first place. He was aware of what he'd done, but the driver continued to speed away from the scene, offering no apologies. So those are the stories. We have a...
I think the kid from West Virginia apologized.
I don't know. I heard that he may have gotten his ass beat.
Oh, he did.
Then I don't think that's a real apology. I think an apology is something you offer up before someone beats your ass. But, you know, kids are kids. That's just my thought. So you have the kid in West Virginia who tied a poor little girl's hair to his desk. Class in, she tries to stand up, she can't go anywhere.
That must have really hurt her.
I'm sure.
Like, physically.
No.
I bet you to this day, still has neck pain.
And the guy that did it untied it. She could have never gotten back there with her hands. So I'm tired. And then I was a Boy Scout, too, so I was like in fifth, sixth grade, so I think I either put in like a bowline or something like 2 half inches or like a square.
You know who wouldn't do that?
It was tight. It was hard to get out.
An Eagle Scout?
Eagle Scout.
Yeah, an Eagle Scout would not do that.
Yeah, he'd use a fisherman's knot.
Then we have a third grader in Denver, and did, in fact, fast pitch a pile of dog excrement into a little girl's face.
Why would someone do that? That's, to me, that one sucks the most.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's obviously a horrible thing to do, and all the other students see this happen. And then after doing it, they have the gall to stare this person down. The only thing I can think of is if, say, like if it were me and that little girl called me an N-bomb.
Oh!
If that had been me.
In third grade,
Jesus. I'm saying what I would have done is pick up a pile of dog ass and fast pitch that right into that bitch's face. And when you got home and her mom had already called your mom, and your mom's giving the death glare and says, apologize to Leslie. I remember her name. oh, that's the story. Apologize. I believe the kid said no. And then went to school the next day, got in trouble, said no. But it turns out the little girl never explained to anyone else why the dog feces hit her in the face, you see.
Aha.
And I kept
maybe she was singing Beyonce.
Maybe she was. And then there's the 19-year-old. Who knows better? The road's flooded. He didn't care. There's some poor maintenance worker out there doing the best he can to make the road safe. This guy's like, F him.
Well, there's a couple things. Like, the kid in Denver sounds bad, but also I get that. That's an extreme example of
if that's what happened.
It's justified. But it's
the person
extreme.
In West Virginia just seems mean.
Yes.
But this guy in Washington State is an adult.
19 years
old. The other two people were children.
These are good points.
You know what I mean? This guy is out there water assaulting a state worker, a maintenance guy.
Who's trying to help the situation.
Who's trying to help not only the situation, Miles, but probably the town this guy lives in.
Right.
Or woman.
Now, a couple of questions have come up through the comments. First, again, I get accused of all things. So it says, why did you soak the guy trying to clean the drain? That was not
me. Yeah.
But they did ask, did the guy that drove and splashed a dude, did he also trip a blind man?
Uh-huh.
Someone else says, the Washington State guy sucks the least. Someone else, and look, we didn't say who did what, but someone says, Miles sucks the most.
What?
So someone else, way to go, Miles. Now you get Miles sucks the least.
Yes.
Miles sucks the least and most, which when I heard that last week, leads me to believe someone thinks you're responsible for two.
Why did you tie her hair?
She was a really mean person, man.
All right.
She was always,
the poop, she the beat poop up my throw and too. I go, all right, I get that.
Yeah, there's like, you know, 200 kids walking home, and she was always kind of on my case. She dropped the N-bomb, and I swear, it's like, I feel like God put the turd there, all right? Because she called me an N-bomb. I look down, and it's right there, man. And I picked that thing up, and I mean, wha-pow!
A couple things about this girl. She was very mean. She had a couple friends that liked to get in fights with anybody they could. And in this case, she was at least 2 years older than any of us in that class. So she was much bigger than we were. So she justifiably kicked our ass every time. I mean, like, she was older. We were like 12. She was like 15. She could drive.
I don't know. I'm torn. Because car guy just simply got a human wet.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But who was probably already wearing some, rain gear anyway.
Hair was fine, by the way.
It doesn't mean he needed a wave to hit him. He has rain gear, not a scuba suit.
The debate continues. If you like the Men's Room on KISW, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast to the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now, but first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories from headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man's obituary in New York said that he died as a result of, quote, being a dumbass, and warned others to, quote, don't be a dumbass. The guy was involved in a drunk driving accident. Well, no, he caused a drunk driving accident, died because of it, and told everybody else not to be a dumbass.
That was in the obituary?
That was in the obituary. That was in the paper. He died as a result of being a dumbass. He was drinking and driving. Don't be a dumbass.
That's fair.
Yeah. The last blockbuster in the world.
This is the last black. I'm like, oh no.
I was wondering where that was going.
Blackbuster.
Oh, heavens.
The last black person in Bend, Oregon is left.
The last blockbuster in the world is being rented out on Airbnb.
Huh, that makes sense.
Why you go in there and spend the night and watch movies.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you have to rewind them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you get charged a dollar.
Remember those days?
Was it a dollar? Was that the thing?
Look, man, it's back to that weird cabin living. There's so many locations area where you just can get out and you don't have a signal that a lot of people just have DVDs, like at the rental cabins or VHS tapes or whatever, and you go there and apparently it's still making money. It's a tourist place now.
Right.
I mean, people go there just to take their pictures in front of it, walk in, and it's kind of like stepping back in time.
Well, you know, think about it.
Within your own lifetime.
Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, think about it now. You go to some places and, all right, put on this cowboy hat, hold these two replica guns, and we'll give you that sepia and white photograph, blah, blah, blah. Our kids, at least my kids at the age they're at, I've heard about this Blockbuster. What is it?
Oh my
they would find it fascinating. You used to watch movies on this S? Like, yes, we did.
My daughter asked me, God, it wasn't too long ago, probably a few months back. We were watching Seinfeld flipping through, and Jerry's on a on his phone.
On his landline?
On his landline, wireless phone. You know, it was like, you know, and she's like, did you have a phone like that? I'm like, yes.
She's like, wow. I still remember when the most advancement that I had ever seen on a phone was Snake on my mom's Nokia.
I was like, man, technology happens quick.
I did not know until phones. That's the fastest I've seen it.
There's a clothing brand selling a $700 digital shirt that they will Photoshop you into as part of their contactless fashion line.
Again, did you hear this? It's $700.
You don't get the shirt.
Because it's not even a shirt.
Right.
It's a digital shirt that they'll put on a photograph. In other words, they'll Photoshop something on for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. For $700.
And you know what's sad? They're going to make so much money on it.
They are.
I wish I thought... Even if you did think of it, you'd laugh and move on to the next idea.
This is why I laugh at everybody that laughed at me for not following trends. It's because you guys are just doing it all for no reason. You're going to buy this $700 digital shirt for no good reason.
Well, it's just amazing to me. One, it's a dumb idea, but keep in mind, there was a point where people bought pet rocks.
Right.
And some dude literally just grabbed some rocks and sold them to you in case you're somewhere on Earth where you can't find a rock of your own. I mean, maybe you just go ahead and get a stray rock.
Right.
But people bought it.
I always wanted to get one of those invisible dogs on the boardwalk.
Oh, the leash thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just a leash that's like, it's like there's a dog on it, and you just walk it, but there's no dog.
Mm-hmm. But the string looks taut, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
But it was great if you had kids, because you realize, like, some drunk people will walk around with the thing, obviously, but otherwise, like, to keep your kids quiet. Parents would buy this stupid thing, right? And their kids would just be quiet because they have a fake dog they can't play with. But they like to walk it.
Did the guy who sold pet rocks, did he have any, like, certificates of authenticity? Like, can you sell an official pet rock at this point?
I think, did they paint him at least?
I don't entirely know. It was a little before my time. I think it started dying off as far back as I can go into my own memory. But my understanding was that literally, dude, it was a rock. I mean, it was always, roughly a certain size. But I don't think they did anything to them. It was a rock. And if I remember the history of this right, it was kind of like a joke slash dare slash bet.
The guy put it up and it exploded.
Yeah.
Dang. A man in Utah broke into a McDonald's and demanded that employees make him a hamburger. Shocking. It didn't work.
You don't say. That's a shame.
When you're closed, you're closed.
Right.
Any job. When you're ready to go home, you're ready to go home.
You're done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm done. A Tennessee woman renewed her license online and they gave her a license with a picture of an empty chair on it.
What?
That was her ID photo. It's an empty chair.
That's priceless.
So if the cop asks for your ID, do you physically get out of your car? So you look at your car seat and be like, all right.
Must have mixed it up with Clint Eastwood.
That should have been. I know her. Mm-hmm. By the way, Clint Eastwood, quick callback here. When he played Dirty Harry, he was Dirty Harry Callahan, which is why we probably thought that kid, whose name is Callahan, we went down the cop road. Yeah.
Okay. And they have great brake parts.
Good call.
A new survey found the top things that put a smile on our face instantly. So let's have a little bit of fun with this one. All right. Top things that make that put a smile on our face instantly.
Yeah, I like puppies.
I'm saying puppies.
I was going to say animals on Twitter.
Animals on Twitter?
Yeah. A fresh baked pizza.
Fresh baked pizza, not bad, Ted. All right, here we go. The top thing that can instantly put a smile on our face.
Watching an old person trip.
A blind man. Number 10, listening to music.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the song.
Fair. I mean,
that's real specific.
Absolutely. Number 9, compliments from strangers.
Yeah, that makes you feel good.
You look good in them jeans.
Wouldn't know.
I'm with you. These are the top 10 things that can instantly put a smile on our face.
You know, you're right. Because there's a homeless dude who walks around downtown Seattle. We call him Carpet Man because every time we see him, he takes like an area rug, cuts a hole in the middle, puts his head through.
Oh, okay.
That's what he wears. And there was a night, probably 2-3 years ago, and I was smoking a cigarette. He's like, hey, yeah, an extra cigarette? I said, sure, man. Yeah, what you doing later tonight? So I'm waiting on a buddy. He goes, oh, that's too bad, because I was going to suck.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate that, bro, but I'm going to take a hard pass on that.
Did you say hard?
Moving on. Number 8 of the top 10 things that can instantly put a smile on our face, seeing a baby smile or laugh.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's fair.
One of the purest things in the world. Number 7, surprises.
Oh, yeah.
Depends on the surprise.
I'm about to say, it depends entirely on the surprise.
Like a surprise pizza, surprise beer, surprise.
She's like, surprise pregnancy? Probably doesn't fall into that category.
Ooh. Surprise. Or like you show up at the bar. It's a normal bar, it's you and your buddies. But that third buddy from Portland, he's up for the weekend. You see him. That's very specific.
Yes, it is.
That phone call from that chick that you knew that you shouldn't have had sex with. Surprise.
Surprise.
Surprise. You need antibiotics.
The top 10 things that can instantly put a smile on our face. Number 6, quality time with your family.
That is for sure.
Depends on the family member.
Yeah. Number 5, a good joke.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I
think it'd be hard to find these days. A good joke.
Well, it depends. Like, most of the jokes I laugh at, my kids cannot be around to hear. Every once in a while, they come in with one that's kind of funny. And then every once in a while, they come in with a joke that they're simply repeating. They don't understand funny. I do, but I can't laugh. And I tell them, you really should not tell that joke again.
That's right.
And then the first thing I do is tell all my buddies the joke my kid told me.
Have they gotten into a cursing joke yet?
They haven't had any cussing jokes, but I know my son was asking very specifically, how old do I need to be before I can cuss without getting in trouble? That was only like 2 days ago.
He's got a good plan.
With or without your mother hair?
He asked her.
Okay.
So it's a little, I wanted to be like, man, the age range, like with me, it'll probably be a little younger. With your mom's, gonna be a little higher.
You gotta start with the easy ones like hell, damn.
Yeah, the hells and dams.
It's kind of sort of safe, but not really.
Earlier when I was 6, I was at my grandparents' house, and I don't remember this. I had a conflict with another kid about my age at the house next door. We always hated each other. And the words, F you, mother effer, came out of my mouth. And my mom and grandmother apparently did not take too kindly.
Ooh, these are the top 10 things that can instantly put a smile on our face. Number 4, making someone else smile.
Sure,
I'll agree with that one.
Yeah.
I like that one. Number 3, hanging out with friends or family that you haven't seen in a while.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Yet again.
Especially at this time.
Depends entirely on the family member.
Yeah. I actually miss my family. This is the first time ever.
I've never heard you say that. But no, lately, it's like, man.
I'd like to see my mom.
How you guys doing?
My grandma.
Right?
Yeah. Totally.
These are the top 10 things that can instantly put a smile on our face. Number 2, seeing someone else smile.
Yeah,
depends
generally,
on the grill.
Yeah, it's contagious.
When they're pointing at you and laughing?
Yeah.
Hey, wait, what, me?
What are those?
And the number 1 thing that can instantly put a smile on our face, number 1, hearing some good news.
Tons of that going around these days.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
I'm trying to think of the last, like, good news. Not all the news I've heard is bad, but I can't think of something where I'm like, hell yeah.
7-Eleven coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. It's pretty exciting.
But listen, if we're at the point we're getting 7-Eleven pizzas, like, hell yeah, I can't wait.
They're open, it's hot.
It's 2020. Thank you.
You're describing 7-Eleven still, right?
I know.
Goodness gravy. It's hot. A man in Scotland, we're going to go back to good news here. A man in Scotland uncovered a hoard of 3,000-year-old Bronze Age medallions with his metal detector.
I saw
See?
That.
All right. That's my kind of story.
What,
yeah.
What makes a difference between a gold chain and like a pendant and like a medallion?
I feel like a medallion's just bigger and more ornate. Because if someone says, man, this is a medallion, I'm like, oh, ooh, ah, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people used to do, like, cougarons as medallions. So, to me, it was almost like a coin shaper, you know what I mean? Like,
right. I feel like we should have heard more rappers talking about medallions.
It doesn't rhyme with anything other than
stallions. Scallions.
And I feel like a medallion
Italians!
Italians eating scallions wearing the big-ass gold medallions. There you go.
Origami birds were made in Belgium to help raise money for COVID-19 units and ended up raising over $100,000.
How?
So basically, a company...
I'm not being mean, but I'm like, wait a minute, say what now?
A company matched... again, I'm not working on it, so I don't know fully what all happened there, but a company basically donated
along with those origami donations. So for everyone that they made, they would donate X amount of money.
Okay.
And so they just they donated 20,000 of
look,
them.
A swan
sounds
again.
Like they're running a sweatshop to me. I haven't seen anybody over third grade make origami in a long time.
A couple in Colorado restored an old sewing machine and have used it to make face masks.
Okay.
Yeah, man. How you doing, Ted?
Sorry. That's a very nice story. I don't know. Just picturing an old couple living in a shoe, making face masks.
A 107-year-old woman.
170, that's a record, Mike.
A 107-year-old woman that beat the Spanish flu has also defeated the coronavirus.
That's
dang.
Very cool.
Can it's we get her time. Antibodies?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, man.
Donate plasma.
And then a teenager in Florida had to be rescued from a showroom display.
Why is that?
I'll tell you about it 1 hour from now.
Oh, you will. Oh, that's right. We do have a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.